Hi, and welcome to this very special List Junior podcast. We are very pleased to welcome Michael Rosen, the Children's Laureate.
Thank you very much.
Okay then, so let's get on with it, shall we?
How old were you when you first started writing poems?
I think I first started writing poems because I wanted to when I was about 16. I had written one or two poems before then, but that was part of when teachers said, will you please write a poem? But the first time I wrote a poem thinking, I'm now going to sit down and write a poem, I was about 16.
Okay, thank you. Are you writing anything at the moment?
Yes. I think I wrote a poem last night. No, the night before last I wrote a poem. I noticed that, you know when there's wet concrete?
Yeah.
Yes, there's always somebody who treads in it. So I wrote a poem about that, and because I saw a piece of wet concrete right next to the wall, and I thought somebody must have had to try really hard to get their foot. They hadn't just walked in it by mistake. They'd actually tried to get their foot right, and I thought, why do people do that? And dogs do it as well. And I thought maybe dogs think, hey, this is really good fun. I'm going to go and walk in that concrete. So I wrote a poem about that.
Do you have a favourite place where you do your writing?
On trains. I like writing on trains. I don't write on the train itself. I mean, I just write it on a piece of paper when I'm sitting on the train. And I like it on buses. And I quite like it after 12 o'clock at night on my computer.
So quite often at public transport.
Public transport, thanks. Yeah, that's right. Public transport and after 12 o'clock when everybody's gone to bed and it's all quiet. Apart from the police sirens.
Where do you get your ideas from?
I suppose it's just from noticing things, really. And I either notice things that are going on around me, or I notice things that I remember, if you see what I mean. Because when you know, like, you get memories come up, well, some people, they just let the memory go away again, don't they?
Yeah.
I remember that holiday. Yeah, that was nice. Sure, and it goes. Or I remember that horrible thing that person said to me. You let it go again. Well, what I do, I'm one of those people who, when the memory comes up, I make a little note of it. So I notice my own memories, and then, when I've noticed them and made a little note of it,
you can write a poem about them.
I can write a poem about them. You know more about this than me. Thank you for the prompting.
Of all the pieces you have written, which is your favourite?
Which is the favourite? I don't really have favourites, to tell you the truth. Because sometimes the favourites are ones that I like performing, because I go places and put on shows of the poems. And other ones I quite like are just ones that I read and think, oh yes, it was like that. So I haven't really got a favourite poem, I don't think.
You're the Children's Poet Laureate. What does that actually mean?
Right, first of all, I'm going to be bossy and tell you that it's not the Children's Poet Laureate. It's just the Children's Laureate. There is a Poet Laureate, and the Poet Laureate's the person who's chosen to be the kind of spokesperson for poetry. I'm the person who's been chosen to be a spokesperson for all children's books and children's writing.
Everything children-wise, really.
Not everything children-wise, just children's books, yes, that's right. And so I'm supposed to be... What happens is if something crops up, like there's a new Harry Potter book or something like that, then the people on the radio and the television, they ring me up and say, would I like to make a comment about it? Because I'm like a spokesperson for it. And then I'm supposed to come up with nice ideas as to ways of promoting children's books.
Do you like other people's poems?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like other people's poems more than my own.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, no. It's nice reading other people's poems, yeah. And there's hundreds of years of poems to read, aren't there, when you think about it? It's not just people walking about the place. There's people who were around 600 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people think of just, well, he's alive now, I'll read his poems. They don't really take a lot of consideration as to what has already been written maybe 100 years ago or so.
Exactly. But then I did study that when I went to university, you see.
Yeah.
On your website, it says about poetry-friendly classrooms. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I think that perhaps that what's been happening in the last few years is that teachers have been asked by the government to do all sorts of things to do with poetry that really, I think it's a bit of a shame, really, that people have to do these. I sort of think of poems as a little bit like animals, and it's as if you're asked to torture the animals and that's what school has become, as a place to sort of torture the poetry animal. And I think this is a great shame, because I think really that what poems ought to do, well, they ought to be like animals that can just run about and creep inside your head and then come out again, and then some of them could fly, and then some of them would fly out the window and then come in through another window. So a poetry-friendly classroom is where the animals, the poetry animals, can be much freer. So what I've done is I've made a page, you can find it on the internet, if you go to booktrust.org.uk and then follow the links to me, Children's Laureate, and you'll find a poetry-friendly classroom stuff. And in fact, I think I'm standing there talking. Mostly I'm talking to teachers at that point, but I think that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. We found that on your website, actually.
What, the poetry-friendly classroom already?
Yeah, we did a bit of research on it.
Oh, right. Good.
Yeah, that's how we found out.
When you first started.
Lovely.
What was your first radio broadcast?
First ever was some poems that I'd written, and do you know what nepotism is? Nepotism is when someone in your family gets you a job. My mum used to present school's radio programmes. That's like in the olden days, when I was at school, you had radios in school, you'd turn on the radio and there'd be someone say, "Hello boys and girls in schools everywhere," and they would talk to children in schools, you see. And my mum used to do that, and she used to do poetry programmes. So what I did was, my mum would say, "I'm just writing this script," and I'd go, "You're not looking for any poems, are you, Mum?" She'd go, "I am, actually," and I'd go, "I wonder whether you'd like to have a little look at that one." And then that's how I got onto the radio for the very first time, on my mum's programmes. And that's called nepotism. Nepotism means when, like, your parents get you a job. It's a bit of a fiddle, really. It shouldn't have been allowed.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for taking your time out of our day to answer our questions. We really enjoyed it, and I hope you did too.
I did very much indeed. Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today. This is Olivia, Amy, Jess and Harry signing off for LJ Radio.